This is KFAEDQ listening.
K8LBF, KAB8RBP. Hey, good morning, Chris. KB8RBP.
Good morning. I have to get to my exit so I can merge onto the highway.
Yeah, we've been getting some much-needed rain. We had a really good downpour here last night. It didn't last very long. We had pretty steady rain off and on all day yesterday. Definitely nice to see. Our grass was getting pretty brown around here. I think you guys have had more up there than we've had down here.
That more brown grass than you guys?
Have you guys kind of been dry up there too? It's been a drought down here. It's only rained once in like 3 weeks.
Really, really dry. I thought we were supposed to get rain last night. We didn't get anything. On the way coming home from work, we had five big, large raindrops that hit the windshield, and that was it. That's all we got. Still dry. Never got a lick of rain last night. I was really hoping we'd get some.
Sorry, I was eating my last bite of cereal. Yeah, we've been getting rain. There's a chance again today. It was like 9:45 last night. I mean, it just started pouring. So, we got some. We'll take a little bit more. Hopefully you guys will get some more. Looks like it's going to be cooler today, too. Every night, my iPhone pops up with tomorrow's forecast, and it'll say 7 degrees cooler tomorrow. I think that's what it says, 7 degrees cooler. Only going to be in the 60s today. The weather's been fantastic for the last couple weeks. We go for a walk around dinner time or after dinner. It's like the same temperature outside as it is inside, and there hasn't been any wind. I've been enjoying it.
Very far to see what it was supposed to be like for today. I'm hoping it'll be not really hot. I don't mind the warm weather, but it's kind of miserable in a weld shop. Yeah, it's been nice. The evenings have been really nice. Go for a walk. Morning's all been really foggy. I haven't rode the motorbike in a while because of that. It's been absolutely horrible. So, today's a little foggy too. Not a lot like there usually is, but it's not clear.
Well, for Midland, it's showing there's a high of 69, and there's a 50% chance of rain at some point today in the late morning, early afternoon, so maybe you'll get something out of it. Patty's got jury duty. She's getting ready to go and packed up right now. I told her yesterday when she went to take her umbrella and she needed it, it was raining when she went on her lunch break. Yep, and it's getting a little darker. We're losing a little bit of daylight each day. So how many motorcycle rides did you get in to work? Very many this year? KB8RVP.
KB8LDS. Oh, not really. I think about four. Morning, and like I say, lately it's just been really foggy. Then, of course, the days that I want to take it, those were the days that I got the honeydew list where I had to do grocery shopping and pick things up. And it's stuff that won't fit in a saddlebag, so. And it'd be more than what I could carry anyways. Hoping maybe for a weekend ride, get with another guy from work, pair up and hit the road. Yeah, we're getting sprinkled right now as I'm coming into City. Yep, so now it's been pretty light on that. I think this weekend we're going up, go up north this weekend and take the dock out at the cottage. Don't want to wait too late on that, because once October comes, rough out there.
Oh yeah, you know, spring and fall in Michigan, you get lots of wind. We had it back when we had that cold spell where it was in the 40s at night and only in the 60s during the day. Had a couple of days, man, the wind was just crazy, but luckily I'm pretty fortunate here the last couple of weeks. It's been nice. Yeah, what'd you think about that water spout on Torx Lake? Could you imagine seeing that on your lake?
Our lake isn't all that big, so yeah, it'd be quite a surprise. Yeah, I've seen that. First I thought, is that a joke or what? After getting more into it. Oh, that's insane. Yep, climate change is real, not a hoax.
Yeah, they happen every once in a while in Florida. You'll see a water spout. Somebody gets a video of it. It's pretty crazy. I watch a lot of YouTube videos, and I'm usually watching stuff on health or medical. I'm watching stuff on NASCAR, airplanes. A lot of pilots post videos, and then automotive stuff. Now, a couple of the pilots that I watched, they did a video on a plane that left Wisconsin. It was heading for Michigan. It was almost halfway across Lake Michigan, and it got a oil pressure warning light, and then they started losing power, and then the engine conked out. Had three people on board, single engine, turbo engine, and it was a Cirrus airplane, and the Cirrus have a parachute, and he was at 7,000 feet when the engine conked out, and they got down to about 1,500 feet, and they pulled the chute, had a nice soft landing, the Coast Guard rescued him. They had another private plane circled the area because the plane eventually sank before the Coast Guard got there, and another private pilot circled the area so the Coast Guard could find them, and they rescued all three people, and they were fine. But that sounds like the way to go if you're going to get a small private plane, single engine prop plane. Get a Cirrus so it's got a parachute. That was pretty crazy. But they all made it. KB8RVP.
what happened to the investigate why the plane shut down?
I don't know because it's faint. So I don't know if they'll have to pull it out, and then NTSB will have to investigate the engine. It was a turbo engine, and so it could have blew a oil line or turbo oil line or something. Turbo could have seized up, who knows, but whatever happened, it was in the absolute worst place, right in the middle of Lake Michigan. They were 20 miles from shore, and they couldn't glide that far. So they had that pull. They had all the audio. You could hear them talking to air traffic control. You could hear the air traffic controller tell them how far away the Coast Guard was before they hit the water. And you could hear them talking to the plane that was circling. But the parachute's still full of air. The plane's on the water. It's sinking fast. Luckily, they had life jackets on the plane, so all three people had life jackets. They didn't have to tread water for, he said it was like 25 minutes before anybody could get there. Luckily, the water's not that cold right now. It happened, I think, the end of August or beginning of September.
Like swimming in ice, no matter what, so.
Yeah, that's the only bad thing with the Great Lakes. They never get real warm. But I'd rather splash down this time of year than another month or two. You wouldn't make it.
I definitely agree. KVA'd on me up ready. All right, this is it. I'm a short distance away from the parking lot, so. Nice talking with you. Hope we get through all that. Jury duty, who hit this? Well, I was selected a couple of years ago.
I think I've gotten a summons four or five times. I got on a jury once. Most of the time you call and they don't need you, or you go in and they send you home early, but I did get on one case. 7-3, have a good day at work. KB and RBP, I'll be clear.
K-E-8-Y-N-U. Echo 8-Y-N-U-N-A-W-R-O.
Good morning, C-Y-N-U.
Morning, Dave. I'm typing just like a briefing up for you from last night. You want me to just send that by email, or did you want to go over anything right now?
Go ahead and send it via email. I'm getting ready to head out. Looking forward to hearing. I heard good things. Riley texted me this morning. And all good things for Scott. How's you guys getting there? So.
Copy that. Will do. And that would be the lead on that, is that Riley would like to get with you to coordinate. But we'll leave it at that, and I'll shoot this email out. About 5 or 10 minutes, you'll have it. Sounds good. Thanks, Dave. N-A-W-R-O, after you.
Copy that. Look forward to hearing good reports there. Are you standing by? This is K-8-Y-N-U. Y-N-U monitor.
K-8-Y-N-U-N-A-W-R-O. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Tim. What's up? I got your email. Going to read it over real quick. Sorry, I had to go to the ophthalmologist there to get my eyes looked at, but I'm done with that. So on to better and bigger things. What's up?
So that's what it was. I didn't quite catch what you had to do. I knew you had someplace to go, so okay. Yeah, I know how that is. And glad you got that done and over with. Nothing, really. Just heard you throw your call and just updating the postcard list. I just thought it was interesting that the offshoot of our postcard recruitment program produced a member for them last night, St. Clair County, although Mike's probably coming to our meeting on Thursday as well.
Yeah, that's okay. You know, here's the thing, and this is what I guess how I look at it, is bigger picture. That just means that we've strengthened their response team, and that it'll help us out in the long run. You know, if we need to call on them for help or whatever, we've got somebody on the other side of the border that can respond pretty quick as well, so.
Yeah, I totally agree, and that's the way I talked to Mike about it. And we were kind of pretty much joking with Riley last night. You know, hey, we we brought you one here, so here's a gift. You got another member. He signed him up last night, and then Mike said that he would check out ours as well. So yeah, it's all good. It was a really good meeting last night. Really enjoyed it. A lot of possibilities there for future. You know, joining up forces, so to speak. I mean, not necessarily crossing county lines unless necessary, but we can do that as well.
Yeah. I was just talking to Riley a little bit ago on through email. Him and I've been kind of going back and forth this morning and talking about a possible working together and Maybe, you know, we could send guys across the border to kind of, you know, mutual aid each other and go from there. Keith Armitage reached out to me. I missed his call because I was in the doctor's, you know, eye doctor's appointment, but I hopefully talked to him, reached out to a couple of the other ECs in the area. So maybe we can kind of do something as a district together. It can be kind of cool to be like, all right, hey, you go to Oakland, you go to Wayne, and you go to St. Clair, and, you know, do this and work together and, you know, vice versa. So.
Yeah, that sounds, that certainly sounds good to me. And I don't know if I'll make every one of Riley's meetings, but I tell you what, I'm so close that I've got time, and it's pretty interesting that I might just go ahead and slide up there. If not every meeting, every other meeting, and then kind of be a liaison that way. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, great idea. What, you know, whatever works, that's totally fine with me. You know, and I think that's a good thing, you know, to have somebody like a liaison type person in between. I know Mike Slepinski's good with the Wayne County, and him and Ron are good, you know, with Wayne County, so they kind of got that one covered. We just need somebody for Oakland now, and that kind of gets our border counties, you know, tied in and, you know, kind of keep things going there. So I think it's a great idea. I really do. I was telling them that you're a good asset to our group, and hopefully, you know, working together, we can all work well together and build a good rapport with our fellow groups.
Yeah, I totally agree on that. And then along those lines, if anyone ever asks for like the postcard template, any other groups, just let me know, and I'll make sure, you know, we can get it. It's in a Word file. I mean, in an ideal world, I probably should have it in Microsoft Publisher, but I did it in Word, and it seems to work. So, but we obviously could share that, you know, with your approval to any group that wants it.
Well, I think it's a great idea there, Tim. And like I said, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, we want to build other teams around us, because if something were to ever happen, God forbid, you know, we're going to be requesting mutual aid. We're going to be calling on others. And so if other communities aren't, you know, other counties aren't able to respond, then a lot of that weight lays on us. And you know, as a district, we want to work well together. So I think it's a great idea. I'll reach out and see if the others want it, and then I'll let you know.
All right. I appreciate that. Sounds good. One last thing, and I don't know if you've got time or not, but I'm looking at that proposed deployment roster list, the one for the unit numbers, and kind of thinking out loud that if we go through with, like, you know, cooperating with St. Clair County, I was half a mind to give Riley a copy of this already, but I think it was going to hold off. And number one, discuss it with you. And then number two, if I could fill in those unit numbers, and I was thinking, you know, like I know John is number 8, and I don't know how you want to do that. However you want to do it is certainly fine. If you wanted to put 50 in front of that, you'd end up being 508. But I could use those numbers if you want me to print this out prior to the meeting Thursday to distribute enough copies for those that show up. But then again, that is your call. And any changes you might want on the top side for leadership, I just kind of put some. And this is geared towards set deployment. I put the word set in front of deployment on the roster.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I like the idea of, in what you were saying, use the 50, you know, the county number, and then, you know, our badge number, or, you know, ID number, tag number, I guess you want to call it. Yeah, I'm good with it, and, you know, I trust your judgment, Tim. So, you know, go ahead and, you know, like, just throw that past me. But I mean, I'm good with whatever you decide there, Tim. I'm, you know, like I said, I trust your judgment, and and know that you're, you know, you've got the good of the group in mind, and I don't have to worry about you know, your judgment. So.
Okay, appreciate that. But to clarify, I don't have the current tag numbers issued. Do we want to stick with the tag numbers that were issued, or should I just start over and use the numbers that are lined up here, and those will be the permanent numbers? I just need guidance on that, and I'll make it happen.
Let's just start over. I feel that starting over is probably the best thing to do right now, just because that way we have a clear direction. I think, like I said, I was just pulling numbers just to pull numbers, but I think if we can have some type of method behind our madness, that'll work.
Understood. Almost there then. Our active members are with the latest edition is going to be up to 24. So that latest addition then would be unit number 5024. Is that okay? Four digits?
Yep, that is perfectly fine. That's perfectly fine to me.
Copy that. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to print a supply for Thursday. The only other thing would be our one auxiliary member during this deployment. I just made her AUX 1, if that's okay.
Yep, AUX 1 works for me. I like it. I think it's perfect. For the maybe the inactives, we'll give them like a different set of numbers just until they, or at least they won't be assigned a number, at least until they, you know, become active.
Yeah, I like that. How about I just leave inactives blank, but we will assign unit numbers 1 through 24 with a 50 prefix. I'm on it. I'll take care of it. Thanks, Dave. That's all I got, unless you got something else.
Sounds good. Nope, I'm good. I'm happy with the results. If you have anything for the meeting as far as slides, shoot them my way. I'm going to try to put some slides together myself, and then I'm going to reach out to Mike and see where he's at. Just let me know here by at least maybe end of today, so I have some time to throw that. I've got work tomorrow, so I don't know how much time I'll have to do that tomorrow.
Understood, but I think mine's. I'll double check, but I think mine's just more of a, you know, just a briefing, oral briefing, you know, when you're ready for it. The only other thing I had, if you need, and I doubt we will, but if you need a time filler, I'm willing to do that one video we talked about the installation in this town, and I think it would be appropriate, and I could narrate it. But that's only if we need a time filler. I was going to do it last meeting, but we didn't have the internet access.
Okay, yeah, we can just have it ready just in case, and we'll go from there. It may go quick. It may, you know, we may have extra time, and we may not. So it just depends.
That's what I thought. Basically, it'd be at the very tail end. Sometimes people stick around like the jibber-jabber, and if they're interested, I could put it on, but totally optional, only if time permits. That sounds good, Dave.
Yeah, yeah. So, alrighty, Tim, I'm going to hop off here. Reach out if you need anything. And, again, I appreciate your hard work on this and going to the meeting last night. And if you need anything, like I said, just reach out.
Appreciate it, Dave. I'm all set. N-A-W-R-O. Clear.
Copy that. 73 is yeah. You need YN nuclear.
WGUH Mobile. WGUH Mobile. WGUH Mobile.
KAEPL Mobile.